AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. 1 year after his death, members of George Floyd's family met at the White House with President Biden.
It was great. He's a genuine guy. They always speak from the heart.
Brother Philonis Floyd says they want the George Floyd Policing Act to pass in Congress. Nephew Brandon Williams says the president is pushing to get that bill passed.
All in all, he just wants the bill to be right and meaningful and that it holds George's legacy intact.
George Floyd died in police custody in Minneapolis. There was a moment of silence for Floyd in the city. Earlier in that same neighborhood where Floyd died, shots were fired. One person is in critical condition. President Biden will visit Tulsa, Oklahoma next week to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the massacre that claimed up to hundreds of lives in the city. In 1921, a white mob descended on the black section of Tulsa, known as Greenwood, and burned more than 1,000 homes and looted hundreds more. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas the U.S. will help Palestinians rebuild after recent fighting with Israel.
We will work with partners to ensure that Hamas does not benefit from these reconstruction efforts.
A source tells the AP President Biden is expected to name former senior State Department official Tom Nides to serve as ambassador to Israel. Acting TSA Administrator Darby LaJoy says air travelers are back.
We have already seen a sharp rise at the nation's airports and will continue to experience steady increases throughout the summer. Many airports have already returned or exceeded to 2019 pre-pandemic levels.
The government still requires people to wear masks on planes. Senate Republicans are preparing a $1 trillion infrastructure counteroffer to present to the White House by Thursday. It comes ahead of a Memorial Day deadline for progress toward a bipartisan deal. Stocks are lower at the close on Wall Street. This is AP News. It's a cosmic two-for-one. The first total lunar eclipse in more than 2 years coincides with a super moon. The super blood moon can be seen tomorrow across the Pacific, as well as the western half of North America, bottom of South America, and eastern Asia. NASA's Jim Garvin says it will look as much as 14% bigger than normal and orange-red as it passes into the Earth's shadow.
When it's really close, the moon seems bigger. And that bigness of the moon makes it rise dramatically when it's full. It makes the moon seem special, and it is special as our natural satellite.
The total eclipse will last about 15 minutes as Earth passes directly between the moon and the sun, but the entire show will last 5 hours as Earth's shadow gradually covers the moon, then starts to ebb. Dr. Gregory Brown at the Royal Observatory Greenwich in Britain says, watch the moon.
We can actually observe the surface of the moon when it's dark in order to be able to see meteorites landing on its surface.
Ed Donahue, AP News.